Chick in a black Impala with a yellow bone friend with a ass like a goddess. She ain't gonna stop for that cash money dollar. Spin it fast, watch your wobble. Man, her ass looking fat, man, it better be some problems. My cash from the racks and I ain't stuck about no thousands. Got a few whips and I don't even drive them. Few bad chicks and I don't even call them. That's my life. But it's something wild the way you move, yeah. It's nasty things you do too, man. Do that split, make it pop. Kiss that chick, take her top. Take it off, take it off, take it off. Take it off.
I see no one go in the light. Go, go, go.
Loud on blast, we ain't hand hanging. You help me a lot of penetrating. I don't give a fuck about these niggas hating. I don't give a fuck about these bitches hating. We winning, we winning. Big blue faces spinning. Bitches on the shit cause I'm in it. Look at me now, I'm in it. We winning, we winning, we winning. Maybe you can find in my trunk. Baby, just swallow and suck. Crazy, you drive me and be out we fuck. Pull on my loud and that dirty Sprite. Oh, how we touch. Woo! Popping for a dollar lock, lock it rock while I give me sour and Dutch. Come on, me a C-Rock nigga, I give a fuck. Oh, you baby girl tough, then I'm gonna fuck. Mommy gonna, no need to discuss. I break it, but I break it, I break it down.
You guys, we're here for another episode of Grown Folk Business, and I am CDB, and we have our guest co-host in the house, Jit Chronicles, and also Jack Frill is here with us. How is everybody doing?
Very
good
afternoon.
How are you?
I'm in this thing.
Oh, yeah.
CDB, I had
so
to go to bed early last night
here
so I can make sure I get the Grown Folk Business on time today. What it do?
Okay.
Sean, what's
I told
up,
him
man?
If he didn't have
happening?
His butt here today, it was going to be a problem. So he's here on
problem.
Time today.
On time. I'm ready, though. Let's get it. Grown folks business, baby.
I know. It's been a minute since you've been to hang out with us on Grown Folks Business. So tell us what's been going on with Jit Chronicles, CEO at Grindhouse Radio.
Oh, man, you know what? Since I've been busy, actually, booking different gigs, man, co-hosting different shows or whatever the case may be. But I definitely want to throw this out there. Like, I'm working on an interactive streaming show. It's a live streaming show called Black Talk Live. It's coming real soon. It's going to be a YouTube series. And I really want folks to really check that out. You know, with the radio, y'all get to hear us. And with this particular project, y'all going to be able to see us. And basically what we're going to be doing on Black Talk Live, just talking about a lot of things that are going on in the community today, such as police brutality and a lot of different current events. So I encourage everybody to check that out. It's coming real soon. Once again, it's an interactive live streaming show called Black Talk Live. And then sis, I got the t-shirt shop going, it's flowing and all that good stuff. So if you want to buy some shirts from me, all proceeds go to Habitat for Humanity. Go to DX Customs/JitsCloset. You know, so I'm just trying to stay busy, sis. I'm blessed.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, make sure you guys go over and do that and check that out and support a good cause, because it's a good cause. And you guys need to support black businesses and what we're trying to
do
in radio and in media. So you guys make sure you do that. Now, we do have Duck City Music coming through here. CHJ and In the Cut is going to be here, and they're going to tell us a little bit about them. And they're from the West Virginia area, so excited to have them come on the show as well. And DJ Frog and Rock said he may come out and hang out with us a little bit. So if he does, then we'll salute and have him come through and hang out with us too. Okay, now, since I have you guys here, I wanted to start out, you know, today talking about going to the barbershop, because I just wanted to touch on some things, because I wondered, like, do you see these things when you go to your local barber or your hairdresser or what have you to get your hair cut or whatever? And I just wanted to ask you guys, like, what are some of the things that you look for in a good barber when you go to the barbershop to get a haircut? What are some of the things that you look for to say, okay, this is a place where I can come and get my hair cut and I'm comfortable, it seems clean to me, you know? Because when you're dealing with the hair and the razors and different things like that, like, that's
serious.
Serious.
Yeah.
So
that's,
I just
real,
want to start with that.
I got sensitive skin. And every time, boy, if I go to a new barber, it's like, man, they gotta know my serve, you know, to just make sure they clippers all the way clean.
Yeah, I agree with you, Chop, on that.
Yeah, and most of the time, I look at a floor. I judge any business by its floor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if it's shining, and you know what I'm saying, the floor's shining, you know, they ain't got things all laying around, you know. It don't look like no trap house, you know what I'm saying? That's when I'm like, okay, this could be the barber for me. So that's how I look at trying to pick my barber. And the
okay.
people, you know, if you ain't got a crowd, if you ain't got an old coon in there, you know what I'm saying, a little bit older crowd in there, that's another thing that I choose, you know what I'm saying? Because I want to, you know, I want to go pick up a couple of things, not just only a haircut. I want to pick up a little wisdom. Time.
That's real talk.
I'm looking for an old head up in there, you know. He ain't got to be a barber, but he got to be somewhere in the sitting area or something. So those are things I look for in a barber.
Okay. What are some of the things that you look for in a good barber?
Well, hey, well, you know, Chop said a mouthful, and it's funny he said that, because the barbershop I go to, I actually go to the OG that's in the barbershop who actually owns it. You know, there's a lot of young fellas in there. But I just choose to get my hair cut from the OG, man, because like you said, you want to go to the barbershop and you want to pick up a little bit more than just the haircut. But what really got me with what he said was about having on clippers and on razors clean. You know, I feel like this, I'm not even, if I don't see you wiping on goddamn clippers off, I'm not getting up in your chair. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, yeah, it got to be clean in there first and foremost. And I would prefer you not to push my tip up back. You understand what I'm saying?
I had
you know, so I'm in there like an OBGYN. I'm looking at everything when I come to the barbershop. Yeah. So.
Okay. All right, guys. So, like, these are the official things that they say you should look for in a clean barber. And when I play it back, I want to know if you guys have this stuff going on when you get your hair cut. So listen to what they say you're supposed to look for.
Did the barber wash his or her hands before providing his service? Does the headrest of the barber chair have a clean covering of cloth or paper? Are clean towels kept exclusively in a closed, clean cabinet drawer or closet? Are used towels in a covered container or containers? Be sure your barber does not use a shaving brush on you for sanitary purposes. Make sure your barber uses soap in liquid form only. Are jars containing cream or pomades covered at all times? And is the barber using a clean spatula to remove solvents from jars? Are hair tonics, lotions, and cosmetics clearly labeled with the name of the manufacturer?
Okay, now those were some of the things that they listed that were important. They also said that all razors, scissors, clippers, tweezers, combs, rubber discs, parts of a vibrator, and all other implements, tools, appliances, and utensils that come in contact with your face, your head, your neck, or any place like that should be disinfected before use upon any patron and thereafter before use on another patron. So no tools or implements should be left exposed on the workstation at any time, but should be cleaned or disinfected and placed in a clean closed drawer or cabinet. So this is some of the things that they suggest that when you do have a clean barber and they are doing the right thing, that you would find in your barbershop. So.
Good for putting that out there, sis, because that's something real. And that's something that us fellas go through all the time. And I'm pretty sure it's probably the same way at the beauty shop, too. So that was dope.
I know a lot of guys get their haircuts on Saturday. This is like the one day off you could get stuff done. And I just thought that maybe it was important that you should look for some of those things, because I just think that's a sensitive area. Okay. So what I want to do now, you guys, is talk about some of the changes that we've seen. And I'm going to start with the 70s. Now, Chop, do you remember the 70s?
It was before my time, but we get a lot of flashbacks to the past, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We try not living in the past, but, it's nothing like it. It's nothing like the old days, man. And I just made a post on the internet, and, I was missing an old car that I had that was made actually in, I think, 86. It's still a little bit ahead of time than what you're speaking on, but that what made me think of is nothing like the old days, man. And I thought about Tupac and his song with, it's nothing like the old days. So,
right.
I can relate because, where we come from. That's where we come from, man. You don't know some parts of it, then I guess you could say you're sort of lost in some ways.
Right. The thing is, in the 70s, there were certain things that came out in the 70s that was the hottest thing in the 70s, as well as the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. And my point in doing this part of the show is to, show how we've changed from kind of, things that, we evolved from. You know what I mean? It's like in the 70s, platform shoes was, one of the hot things in the 70s. As well as metal cups came out in the 70s. Drive-in movies came out in the 70s, and the roller rink where you go to the skating rink and all of that.
That was
in the 70s. Now in the 80s, we had stuff like Trapper Keeper Notebook, L.A. Gear, Super Mario Brothers, Gremlins,
the starter jacket. Starter clothing.
Yeah, that was in the 90s. It started.
Oh, my bad.
Chop had the exclusive one in the 80s, though. He had a special one.
Okay, in the 90s, we had starter jackets, the Beanie Babies, the Discman CD players, and the beepers came out, and Game Boy, the Air Jordan. Got popular in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And Super Soaker. Y'all remember Super Soaker?
Oh, That was the hood anthem for the summer. So yeah.
I know it, and I think they still use that actually for a lot of stuff.
That was when time was fun, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so in 2000, the things that are popular were the CSI, that's different, Apple stores, BlackBerry phones, they came out, the smartphone, the Game Boy Advance came out, and airport terminals for passengers only, and that was something that came out in 2000, and in-car GPS systems, I thought that was cool, and the new $5 bill came out in 2000, and the introduction to reality TV, and it goes on and on and on from there, you know, that you only got more on the kind of digital side of things in 2000, but that was just a look back at some of the things that, you know, we have in our little history, like if we were to put some stuff in the ground, a lot of these things would be in there to represent our. Yeah, so like kind of like a capsule type of thing. But that's going to be cool, too. We're going to talk a little bit later on, you guys, about how smart we are and how smart we think we are. And some of these questions is really going to throw y'all, but it's really going to throw y'all about how old you would probably have to be to know the answer to these questions.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's going to get interesting. But what I want to ask you guys is, do you feel safe now in the year 2016 going out as an adult to a club nowadays? How do you feel about that? And we're going to start with you, Chop. Do you go out a lot?
Yeah, I go out. Not a whole lot. You know, it's really networking when I do go out. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I just try to be an asset to everybody, you know what I'm saying? So I guess when I think about it, the energy that I got when I'm going now, you know, it's like a bubble, you know what I'm saying? It's like blocking all that hater shit. But, you know, you got some clowns that could slide into your bubble every now and then and get in your space, and you know what I'm saying, and be hating. But when you say safe, it just depends on how you come. That's how I think about going anywhere. It's how you come, you know what I'm saying? Not just where you're at, but how you come.
Yeah.
If you come in correct, and you know what I'm saying, you know what the capabilities is and where you at. And as far as that, I mean, it's totally different. To answer your question, it is totally different compared to, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, you know, everybody out there going to dance, you know what I'm saying? I go out sometimes and I look at where I'm at right now in Little Rock, you know, you get some good parties, but a lot of the time you get motherfuckers on the wall. And I'm like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Get off the wall. And I'm thinking, like, they just waiting on to make a move, or, you know what I'm saying, to hate, or waiting on somebody else to make a move on them. So I feel like it's the people. It's the people, man. It's just generally the people and what they out there to do, you know what I'm saying? And most of them come out there to get a name for themselves.
Yeah.
They'll fuck over you trying to get that name for yourself these days, because, you know, back in the day, everybody that was in a club knew every son of a bitch name that was in there. You know what I'm saying? You high-fiving, you doing your dance, and you're gone. Now motherfuckers looking at it upside your head because they up against the wall because they don't want to get to know a motherfucker. And when you go in there, you don't want to get to know them, you know what I'm saying? And that's comprised to what I was saying. When I'm out, I'm on some network scheme, and as far as I want to get to know you, if you're going to be a product of what I got going. Buy this CD, or buy the homie CD, and come to this next party, something like that. So it's for me, it's just networking, you know what I'm saying? Where I'm at now, but I've been planning to travel and hit these different clubs and cut a fucking rug.
I know that's
real. For real, you know, and try to have a good time, you know, because it's different things, different swings for different places that you will go, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, it's not just all that way in Little Rock, Arkansas. You got some places where you could go and, you know, they really kicking it. But I would have to say you have to go where the older crowd at, and that's crazy that you would mention the 70s and stuff. So you would have to go, if you really try to get a club feeling, you would have to really go and kick it with your old school.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So the answer is safe and not safe. You know what I'm saying? It ain't safe.
Okay.
Yeah. I really agree with y'all, because my thing is these young cats, man, you know, I feel like they have nothing to lose. So the club is quite different from when I used to go, like, Sweet B. I used to go to the club every fucking weekend. You know what I'm saying? I'm so glad that I'm out of that phase because, you know, I'm 34, and I know a lot of people might say that's still young or whatever the case may be. I just like the older crowd, period. Now, when you say safe sense, my thing is I'm always leery. I always got that OBGYN eye because I'm looking at everything when I'm going in there. You understand what I'm saying? Because there's so much crazy shit that goes on in the world today. You know, so you got to watch folks. I'm more... You know, now I'm more of a restaurant lounge type of guy. You know what I'm saying? I like to drink, get me a little bit of food. You know what I'm saying? Two snaps, and that's what it is, you know. But all that partying stuff, not in this day and age, sis. And I'm glad that you did say, do you feel safe? Because really, not really. Not if you're looking for a fucking exit sign every time you go into a building. You know, motherfuckers come in and shoot up the club and all that crazy stuff. I just don't have time for it. You know what I'm saying? But I would like to party more with the older heads, and whenever I do go to the club, or if you ever see me in the club, it's definitely because I'm networking. You know, so
straight up.
I'm really not a club person like that. Not like how I used to be.
Right.
Straight up.
Well, me, I don't like going to the club as much. I used to go to network, but I don't even want to go to really do that no more, because the younger crowd, the younger generation, to me, doesn't value life enough for me to kick it with them.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is going to not let them come to the club because I feel threatened or I feel nervous about them being there. So, you know, I try to be mindful, like, with what I'm doing. You know, when I go, I'm always attentive. I'm always, you know, close to the door. So if I got a break camp, I'm going.
And that's not good, though, because sis, I'm the type of person, like, clubs ends down here around maybe 3 in the morning or whatever the case. I'm out though damn near 1:45, 2. You know what I'm saying? We're not
going
to be walking out all together. I'm going to be long gone. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, man, I call it hot potato when I do decide, or somebody pull me out, they be like, or somebody come in town, family come in town. They be like, man, come on, show me a little bit about town. I'll be like, okay, you ready to do this hot potato? I hope you got your money with you, because we finna go to one club to the next club. We're going to stay in there 45 minutes. If it ain't nothing jumping, we're going to go to the next club.
That's a good idea, brother.
And that's how I club, you know what I'm saying? When I do club, I'm like, all right, bam, it's crunk here. Even though it's crunk here, let's go over across town and see what they doing over here. And then I'm in, I'm out, and so... Because, man, like, and before I even get out of there, I got to say this. Before I get out of there, somebody done got mopped with, you know, they turned into a mop. They done mopped the motherfucking floor with a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm stepping over. I'm talking about, oh, time to go to the next one. Goddamn.
Yeah.
But when you go to the old head, and I think of this comic that he say, it's an old guy, and he was like, they be in the club dancing. He'd be like, throw the reel and throw the rod. You know what I'm saying? He'd be bringing up all kind of dances that have you interacting of what you were doing. Go fishing with it, nigga. Go fishing with it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's fun. That's old school shit. They reminiscing. They throwing it back. They doing what they just got through doing, goddamn me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Watch the car. Watch the car, nigga. Watch the car. Put the car on. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, okay. That's what I'm talking about right there now. Now, these guys are having a good time. Everybody got a smile. It's stupid, but at the same time, crazy and fun. And that's what
the school
I do, is to have fun, not to stand up against the wall and particularly thinking, hey, these niggas better not touch my gangster. You know what I'm saying? That's a dance for you, too. But that's the type of dance they want you to dance with when you're dancing with the youngsters. Test you. They want to test your gangster. They want to test your skills. You know what I'm saying? They, you know what I'm saying, they ain't fought in months, or they just got their ass beat up, or, you know what I'm saying, they feeling smaller than what they were, and now they're going to come in with their chest stuck out for it to get poked back in, or however it might go. So that's what it is when I think about doing it with these youngsters and being out there partying with these youngsters. So I try to keep it straight business. And what I would say when a lot of people come up to me, man, come on, let's go to the club. See, if they ain't there to see me, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? If they ain't there to see me, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, do they got open mic in there? Well, let's go. I'm going to make them see me. God damn it. They gonna know who I am before I leave this bitch. You know what I mean? So that's how I look at going to the club. And if it got open mic, but, you know, a lot of times them youngsters already done took the flow. They own that. That's all theirs. You know what I'm saying? They didn't put their money up before you. You got to wait next week.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, you guys. Now, I have a radio submission from Stingray. We haven't heard from Stingray in a while, and he sent me a track a while back, and I'm going to play it for you guys. The song is entitled Amazing. When we come back, we're going to have a chat with Duck City Music. You guys, I'm going to wear Zach from All Gone For Spinning.
Hey, girl, you know I like the way you work that thing. So amazing. Yo, drop it.
The way you work that thing, girl, it's so
you guys, that was Stingray with Amazing. And pretty tight track. What do you think about that track, Chapter?
Yeah, man, that was hard, man. I kind of got that feel of Juice Man feel in that thing right there, man. That was hard.
Okay.
OJ the Juice Man.
You never seen Ray shit?
No, hey, I thought it was hot and it was a cross track. I enjoyed it. I loved it.
Yeah.
Hey, a cross juice for the morning, for the afternoon, I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, we got our guest of the evening in the house. We got Dust City Music on the line, and we're going to bring him in here. How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing?
What's up? Thanks for having us.
Good afternoon.
What's up? We're so glad that you guys came. We're glad that you're hanging out with us on Grown Folks Business. And I just wanted you guys to tell everybody who you are and where you're from, just to start out with that.
This is In the Cut speaking right now. In the Cut, we're coming out of Charleston, West Virginia. This is the home of Randy Moss. Actually, Rand, West Virginia, Rand University. If y'all seen the 30 for 30.
Salute.
But yeah, this is where we at, Charleston, West Virginia.
This your man CAJ, also known as Cookie Head Jenkins, also known as your man Chris Wu. I'm also from Dodge City, by way of Chucktown, Charleston, West Virginia. We just happy to be here, you know. We really appreciate the love, and we ready to do this, man. We love what y'all do, too, man. We've been checking y'all out.
Absolutely.
Word.
Thank you so much for coming over here to hang out with us, and we are really appreciative for you guys doing that. And I want to start out with my first question, and I want to ask you guys, what made you decide, you know, because you guys have been like childhood friends, so what made you decide to get together and do music together?
Well, we've been doing this a long time, man, and when we were younger, my man used to cut hair, and I would come over to get my hair cut. He was making blends back, you know, for giggles, just for himself. He would always have these mean beats, and you know, I'd be playing around. Finally, one day, we just decided, you know, let's see what we can do with this. We got a little better, and that's pretty much organic how it started. That's pretty much how we got going.
Okay.
Put that and blend it all up in the bowl. That's hard, man. That's hard.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to know, like, what artists that you could say would inspire you, each of you, which artist would you say inspired you most, I should say?
Man, that's In the Cut. Who inspired me the most? Probably, you know, lately was the late, great Sean Price.
Jeez.
You know, and I love what he did, how he got down, but you know, he was kind of the epitome of what I personally do. I mean, if I can get down and say, there's too many to name, but you go all the way back to Big Daddy Kane, talking about Wu-Tang, we talking about all the original people, you know what I'm saying? Just the spitters, man, anybody that can spit, anybody that's hot, anybody that got swag, got flavor, you know what I'm saying? We take a little bit of all of that and just, you know, mix it up like jambalaya, you know what I'm saying, and cook with it.
That's respect.
This your man, CAJ. I got a wide spectrum of influences myself. You know, I love South music. I love up top old school music. I love Cameron. I love Jeezy. I even listen to a little bit of Drake. You know, a lot of cats where I'm from like to try to hate on Drake, man. Drake pretty serious, man. And, I like, Kool G Rap. I definitely got to shout out Big Daddy Kane. Love Nas. Love Jay-Z.
There we go.
All of these cats, man, you know, we respect these dudes, and these are the guys who, you know, we look at like, hey, these guys are the truth. This is how it's done.
Right up. King of the crowd.
That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so then tell me this, and this is my final question. What separates you guys from anybody else in the music industry as far as your sound?
Oh, man. I mean, right now in the music industry, currently, we wrap circles around all of these people, man. They're on the radio. We a problem to these people, you know what I'm saying? It's no disrespect, but, again, we come from the era of it matters what you say in between the chorus, so all that mumbling and all that stuff that nobody even knows, you know, we don't care about that, man. We saying something. You take the time to listen to a verse. Take the time to listen to one verse, and you're going to leave with something. And that's
real
spit.
Yeah,
and that's the point of what we're trying to do. We're trying to entertain, but we're trying to show some skill. You know what I'm saying? We got skill, and these days it's more about the entertain, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. and there's hardly any skill. So that's mainly what separates us from, you know, the majority of what you're hearing out, you know, right now or today.
Straight up.
Okay, well, thank you guys both for answering those questions that I had, and I'm going to pass it over to Jit Chronicles with your questions for Dr.
Thank you, Mama. Fellas, y'all a group, right? Do y'all consider yourself a group? Okay.
Yes,
well, this is kind of like a two-part question. I'm going to ask y'all the first part of it. Now, do the projects that y'all do, always do it as a group, or do you guys have individual solo projects?
Me personally, I kind of jumped out there first when we were, you know, first getting this thing started. So I've got a project and a half done myself.
Mm-hmm.
This is CHJ, your man, Cookiehead Jenkins, you know what I'm saying? But we do everything pretty much together. Even on my solo action, I always got my homies. We keep each other around, man, because we think we have a nice contrast. We have a nice chemistry. And, you know, I feed off my brothers, man. If he get in there and he do something amazing, I'm saying, hey, let me get myself together because – bro, you know, like I know, man, as a music fan, you don't want to come behind your man when he got that heat. You don't want to come behind him with that BS, man. So steel sharpens steel.
Right.
So, yeah, we keep each other around on a lot of projects.
No doubt. That's what's up. And my last part of that question, and, you know, both of y'all fellas could take this. I want to know what would y'all say is the best thing about being in the group, and then what would y'all say maybe is the worst thing about being in the group? Or your least favorite thing. I'm going to reword that.
Well, you know what I'm saying? That is a good question. The best part, this is in the cut. The best part for me that I feel like being in the group is being able to take, you know, I got trust in my man. We've been doing this for a while, so he brings to the table things that I don't, you know what I'm saying? And I think it's vice versa. And we learn from each other. We feed from each other. And that's a great thing. And because we've been, you know, together for so long, doing this for so long, you know, in and outside of the music, we can feed off each other, man. We on some telepathic shit, you know what I'm saying? We don't even gotta really speak. You know what I'm saying? We just move together, and you know, that's how we've been doing it for a while. As far as to say is the least favorite thing about it is I can almost say the same thing. I mean, he brings something different than what I bring. So sometimes it's unexpected. Sometimes I may not feel it. But at the same time, I accept it as a challenge because I know my man know what he's talking about. I mean, I don't ever doubt it, you know. And, you know, the differences might be the worst thing, but at the same time, the differences is the best thing. So, that's how we rock with it, man. We've been doing this, man. It's like we – kung fu fight, man, you know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
Belling each other out.
I mean, for real. It's like it's like, you know, if two people can't kung fu fight, somebody's going to get their ass whooped. You understand what I'm saying?
It's not a dance.
It's not a dance. You know what I'm saying? We dance. That's how we get down. We get in this group and we dance around. And that's how we do it.
Straight up.
That's a good answer, man. I feel the same way. The good thing is, one of the good things I think is we have fun. Not only are we, you know, we working, but this is what we love to do. So, you know,
right.
We are having a blast, and I wouldn't rather do it with, you know, anybody else as far as how we started this thing. This is one of my best friends. This is my main man. This is my brother. So that makes it fun. You know, when we make something we really like,
we like little kids running around the studio, man. We doing cartwheels and somersaults, like, yes, like, you know, we still fans of this too. Sometimes we step back and look at it like, yo. But I think one of the worst things, sir, is like he said, the differences. I come in, I be hesitant. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I come in with something that might be a little bouncy, a little salty, a little trappy. You know, I love that too. And I'll come with that, and he'd be like, you know, I'll be kind of nervous that he won't want to get on it, or he might not think it's hot. So I just kind of trust myself, man. But that's a tough part of it, right there. I'm not gonna lie.
No doubt. Well, I respect that, fellas, and I want to say I appreciate y'all taking time to answer my questions, and I can't wait to hear y'all music. Salute, and nothing but the best for y'all.
Hey, man, thanks a lot. We appreciate this. Ground Hard Radio, man, we love what y'all doing. It's a great platform, man. Queedy B, we appreciate you shouting us out. Grown Folks Business, that's what's up, man.
That's what
and
we
if we could, man, we want to shout out a couple people, man, that helped us, you know, get to where we at. We ain't got nowhere that far, but, like, platforms such as yours, man, we're trying to keep it moving. I definitely got to shout out my man Emilio Beretta from Nonstop Radio, man. They kind of set this thing off for us. I mean, we've been doing it, but they kind of lit that fire. They said, you know what, we might be able to make a little splash, man. So definitely want to shout them out. I want to shout out State of Hip Hop, man. My man Av, he be showing love, much love. We got a little joint, you know, we on a Walt White CD right now, DJ Walt White, Cooking Up the Streets, Part 19. Y'all need to check that out. It's a real hot joint we got on there. Domo Parties in West V. We got these Duck City Music T-shirts for sale. Anybody want to cop one of them? We on all the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, IG, Reverb Nation. Definitely go check SoundCloud. We got Stupid
yes.
Music on that.
Yes.
Yeah, and I just last night, man, put out a new joint, GMFB. Get money, fuck bitches, man. Y'all gotta
yes.
check that shit out, man. This shit is definitely fire. And for real, man. Again, we wouldn't hate to take up all this time, but we definitely appreciate this opportunity, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got a couple of questions. It's Chop Trill, man.
What's up, bro?
I want to ask you guys, man. Like, I know up in West Memphis, like, you know, you got your trap music, you got all your different trap music. What would you say if you compare? You guys, because I know y'all lyric span and like whole nine is kind of straight and it's profound. You know what I'm saying? What would you compare trap music compared to y'all music, man? Like, would it be kind of a little bit over that, overhauled than just regular trap music? Or would you say, how would you compare trap music, just straight raw trap music, to y'all profound lyrics and music that y'all make?
Like, truthfully, for real, brother, this is your man CHJ. I appreciate you, brother. It's really nothing really trap about our music. It's almost
right.
Totally left field from that. You know, I do have some tracks, you know, like I said, I love Jeezy, I love T.I., I love Ross. I mess with a few Future songs. I love all that stuff too. But,
right.
you know, my favorite would be CNN, Mobb Deep, Inspector Deck. These are some of my favorites, you know what I mean? So I try to, you know, I got a little different accent, man. I'm real West Virginia, you know, I'm real dialect.
Right.
So, you know, that's where I bring a little bit into that and what we do. But nah, brother, we basically real boom bap. We just versatile at the end of the day, but we really boom bap. Yeah, it's fun. That makes it fun, bro.
Right.
My man said it's a challenge. And who wants to, you don't want to eat pizza every day, but. You want chicken some days. You want seafood some days. It's music,
straight
man. And I really hate to even categorize it real, real tough, bro, because it's all music, man. I listen to a little bit of everything. I love Tame Impala. I love Prince. I love, you know, I love that kind of stuff. But that was a great question, man.
Okay. That was just something I had in mind. Because I know, like I say, you know what I'm saying, y'all guys, lyric, y'all. Straightforward, like how y'all pronounce it and everything, and how that goes along, that makes it a whole lot different, and that's what I know makes it the most out of all of it, because it's a different thing, and it's straight up, you know what I'm saying? And you can get some real lyrics out of it.
Appreciate you listening, man. If you listen, man, I mean, hopefully you took something from it, because that's what we try to get, them lyrics, man, them lyrics. Lyrics,
right.
lyrics. I don't care. I mean, all that other stuff, it's cool.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, as an MC, as a rapper, as somebody to get on that mic, from where we come from, you're getting judged by what you're saying, not how people dance.
Exactly. And that goes to my next question. You know, what would you say little kids would get out of you listening to your music? Would you say it'd be a little bit harshly profound for them? Or, like, what would you say, you know, take for instance, somebody trying to get him, you know, trying to keep it minimum and trying not to get too gangsta out here, and would you say, hey, I'm going to listen to my guys, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to pop you guys in. And what would you say the person would get the most out? What would they get? What most would they get out of, you know, listening to you guys as far as the message you're trying to say?
We scratched the surface as far as that. You know, we all around, we feel like we good dudes, so we're not going to put a bunch of bad energy out about a bunch of negative craziness. You know, we say a lot of crazy stuff for entertainment. We like them crazy bars, you know. We like them crazy punchlines. And that's all in fun. I think we're pretty clear in what we're doing. And I think kids can look at it and say, hey, these guys are they're talented. They're mm-hmm. trying to do something not everybody's doing right now. They're original. They're themselves. I want to show people you can be yourself. You don't have to be like, because it's cool to copy now. You know what I mean? One thing about us, when you hear us, brother, we like you said, we dancing, we breathing. We're not really trying to be anybody else or do what anybody else is doing. So I would hope that, you know, a young guy or a young girl could listen to our stuff and be like, hey, I'm feeling this, and they walk to the beat of their own drum, I can do the same thing.
Straight up. Word to you, bud. Word to you, guys. Appreciate y'all, too.
And we appreciate you, too, man. Appreciate this, man.
Really, really
okay,
do.
So
man. This is really...
You guys, we have music over here from you, and I'm excited to get into some of you guys' music. I have My 16, and I have Throw More Parties. So which one would you like to get into first?
Let's get into that My 16. Shout out to my man Diagnosis.
Shout out to Diagnosis.
That is the cut right there. That's my new cut. You guys, you gotta hear this. All right, you guys, Duck City Music. We in the house, My 16. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Look, nigga, 16s, I don't need no extensions. My 8 count hold a lot of substance. And then some been Duck City all day, cause that's where my kin from. We fear none, why worry when the end come? Tell them that it's over, your success more remote than a controller. Heard you rapping, roller, just know your best deserves a stroller. You may never grow up, your rhymes ain't shining like jewelry. Progression suck, stuck on the titty after puberty. Your verses neat and Similac or a nipple from Jackie Joyner on the track. I could boil your bottles on my burners, I'm constantly furnace hot, no chill. Couldn't withhold my flow with no gill. Yet your whole style fishy on a scale from 1 to 10. These niggas negative 16. Hip hop has been a drought, I wonder how they get streamed. No matter, you not first string nor sixth man. My 16 is 16 to kickstand. You quicksand. Yeah, nah, 16s, I don't need no extension.
Verse for verse, nigga, we been killing this shit, nigga.
Nigga 16, I don't need no extension.
Yo, we wait all day for you to say something hot, man.
Yeah, 16s, I don't need no extension. Nigga, 16s, I don't need no extension. My 8 count hold a lot of substance and then some.
Listen, my 16s don't need no extendo. Duck hunting, been the G since Nintendo. Smart car bars rock, you steady spitting limos. Son of a bitch in the cop, you Eddie Winslow. My G is futuristic, see I keep a bimbo. She an info, we mind fuck, I freak a mento. You know my people keep a bag of the himbo. The only thing legal be the bag when the pen flows. 6'16, homie, give me a full verse. Your 6'16s only come with a school nurse. If I tried, I couldn't do worse. You dirt, I'm about to give you work. No doubting now, you murk. It's over, I just mean like the Ellen Smith 16. You niggas frail like the iPhone 6 screen. When the mic on, they wanna speak all night long. Keep it brief, son. Half short, twice strong. Come on.
Nah, 16s, I don't need no extension. Nigga, 16, I don't need no extension. Yeah, 16s, I don't need no extension.
Nigga, 16s, I don't need no extension. My 8 count, hold a lot of substance and then some.
Yo, 16 joints, I buck heads like Atlanta. Keep 16 on me like Joe Montana. You got them sweet 16s, we the 80 league. Did you a hot 16 from my favorite heat? The city might lose it, don't provoke them. Rap report card, got A's, call us Oakland. Bitch, niggas rapping all day, got me dozing. Treat they wifey's panties like haze when I smoke them. Like your granny jerk a knot in your tail. Blow your bra like a box of L's, niggas soft cotton tail. Two L's, my J's cool, I rock your bills. Your big homie police calling Papa 12. My 16s, they don't need no fencing, nigga. Your retired old flow need a pension, nigga. Yeah. Expensive hillbilly fly shit. Nigga, keep that shit short and sweet like my side bitch.
Nah, 16s, I don't need no extension.
Ain't got 1,078 bars, ain't shit.
Nigga, 16, I don't need no extension.
Yo, go hard, man, we'll fuck around.
Yeah, 16s, I don't need no extension.
Niggas got 16 right here.
Nigga, 16s, I don't need no extension. My 8 count, hold a lot of substance and then some.
Listen, man, nobody got time for all that.
Keep that shit brief, little nigga.
Shit, man.
Yeah.
That was nasty.
That was hot.
That was nasty.
That was,
yeah.
Man, that was
yeah.
That's exactly what I said. Fucking raw and direct, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. It worked, then. That's the message. It worked. Salute. Yeah, appreciate that, man.
Okay, you guys, we have a caller here on the line that wants to come in here. 5539 is the last four of your digits. And we're going to pull them in here and have a little chit-chat. I can get it stop spinning. Hey there, how you doing?
What's happening, family? What's good, Tweety, B, grown folks, business? What up, G? What's happening, man? You already know what it is.
What happening?
DJ Sard the Rock, broadcasting live 7,000 feet. Grind Hard Radio's resident number one DJ officially in the building, man. What y'all doing, man? What's happening?
There you go. With Duck City, baby.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
What's good,
DJ?
What's up to everybody?
Yeah, we got Duck City in the house, and we just got finished playing My 16, which was a very hot track. I know you got to catch some of it. So you being a DJ out of Mississippi, would you spin that?
Yes, I would, because it's definitely on some hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? It ain't the usual bag that everybody's, you know, putting out there. And it's really different. You know what I'm saying? And that's what really kind of made me gravitate to it, because those guys was, you know, more or less battle rapping on the track. I like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
At
the same time, send the message.
I really thought about
time.
Mobb Deep while they usually play.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what's
up, man. We love to do them like concept type of songs, man. You know what I'm saying? That's fun. And instead of just getting on there and just spitting crazy, just saying nothing. I mean, we got a little message. I mean, it's all about them 16s if you listen to it. So,
yeah,
we don't just go out there willy nilly, man. We, you know, we got some purpose with, you know, we got a little substance with our shit, you know.
Right. Well, I'm digging it, man. Mm-hmm. I would definitely spend that. So I got to get my hands on that ASAP.
Oh, man. Yes, that's all yours.
That's what happened. I'm going to shoot it over there to you. And thank you so much for calling in today, Sergeant Rock. And you be safe out
for
there.
Sure.
What you doing on Saturday?
Oh, man, I'm on the road, you know what I'm saying, up in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, in the Hub City, you know what I'm saying, moving around,
yeah.
You know, doing this music. So, you know, I'm going to definitely have something for you, Jit, next week, and I'm going to have something for you, too, next week, Tweety B, too, baby. So just be on the lookout now. I ain't going to keep waiting too long, but I'm going to definitely have some hotness for both of y'all next week. So that's why I'm up here right now. I'm getting it in. So when I get back, it's going to be ugly, trust me.
Okay, then. We're going to be waiting on it.
All right, fam.
Yeah.
All right, man. Thanks for coming in, DJ Sergeant Rock. You guys, Grind Hard Radio, y'all make sure you check them out on Tuesdays and Thursdays over there, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Make sure you check them out. He's so silly. DJ Sergeant Rock is silly as hell, y'all. Like, if you don't know him personally, he's really funny.
Yeah,
but I think to kind of put you guys, I just like the way you flow. I like the way you guys sound on the track. But I would like to hear you personally. So could you give us a little bit of something? It doesn't matter what. It's a little bit of something for you guys.
CAJ. Yeah. I think I got something in the stash, man. I always try to keep one on deck somewhere. He kind of put me on the spot, but we don't play that. I put you on the spot. I can't stand when cats go on the show and be like, they be like, oh, well, let me hear something. They be like, ah, you know what I'm saying? Hey, check me out, man. When my niggas say they going green, they ain't trying to save the earth. They trying to blaze perk, puff till they face hurt. So fuck what you push. Suddenly you linking in a hearse. Stiff as a board on your way to the Lord. I stay fresh like a reverend, sharp as a sword. Kissing me like parachuting without pulling the cord. They say I'm cold like Ice Cube. Spit like a Mac-10. Smooth like Snoop when he in that black Benz. Fuck your weak crew, your freaky boo, and your whack friends. Looking like y'all all been on a 3-week crack binge. I'm going back in the punchline pusher with the mic. They say I'm nasty like a lunchtime, a hooker. I'm like Teddy T. You more of a Neo. I'm Dwight Howard. You more of a Craig Elo. Hot bronze on my knob, stroke my ego, but half these hoes broke and played out like Coleco. I'm in the Nike boots. My homeboys like to shoot. Your baby mom side buns. Ex-bitch like me, too. This what we like to do. Rip beats, hit freaks, counting wrinkled bills. Don't complain if they ain't crispy. Yeah, a little something, man. Just a little something I keep on the stash for y'all.
Hey. I like that.
Turn up.
Light.
People that's prepared for whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Ready.
Yeah.
Stay ready so you ain't got to get ready. That's what's up.
Yeah, man. Okay, you guys, we got throw more parties over here. Now, tell me a little bit about this track, how you guys came up with the concept for this track.
Again, throw more parties, man. I heard that Kanye West, no more parties in L.A. And, man, something about that beat, man, just did it for me. They, you know, Kanye and Kendrick Lamar, they was on that. They was sparring, doing their thing. I just felt that beat,
okay.
And we just like to jump on that hot stuff, man. So, of course, that concept was throw more parties in L.A. or no more parties in L.A. So we just tried to flip it, you know what I'm saying, put our own little spin on it. So it turned into throw more parties in Dovey, you know, Dovey, West Virginia. And, you know what I'm saying, we dropped on it, man. It came out pretty hot. We messed with it. I guess it was too hot. SoundCloud took it down, you know what I'm saying. We started getting that traffic on it. I guess Kanye West people ain't like what we was doing to his beat or something, man. I don't know, but we did our thing on that.
Almost a cult-like following with that song right now, sweetie. It's lightweight building there. Everybody's asking us about that song. It's crazy right now.
Yeah, well, you know, people get to feel in a certain type of way when you do stuff a little bit better.
Well,
so
you know,
play it right now, you guys. Yeah.
We're gonna let the people tell it, man. We appreciate this.
Yes, man. We're going to play it right now and throw more parties. We'll be back with more Grown Folks Business. Don't go nowhere, y'all.
Yeah.
Let me get
down.
I'd like to play
the Red Bull. Da 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 da.
The Red Bull.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I'm out here from a very far away.
Parties in Dove V. Let's roll up, sip Bacardi and Dove V. Mountain mommies got bodies in Dove V. Country boys making noise with shotties in Dove V. Another L.A. Another L.A. State of mind I'm in, I might need a blunt or two. State of mind I'm in, it's wild and it's wonderful. And what you gonna do when we come for you? You call it gun season, we call it summer school. Broke away back in 1863. We on our own fucking state, is you kidding me? Through your history, we don't go for that no more. The home of white chocolate, the freak and the logo. Show me the riches, fuck the hoes and the bitches. Shut this whole shit down when we open for business. And I'm salty, yes, wanna get freshly dressed. All that's left is the multi fest. So I grab a bag, get a bitch in the bottle. I'm fixing to get lit, trick fixing to swallow. Let's throw more parties in Duffy. Let's roll up, sip Bacardi and Duffy. Mountain mommies got bodies in Duffy. Country boys making noise with shotties in Duffy. Another L.A. Hey, hey, hey.
Let's throw more parties in Dub V. Throw your hands up, make sure they don't touch me. I pulled up half court, nothing but net though. Shoot like clay, but they calling me Sesto. Pulled out just in time not to impregnate. Bar 101, mommy comment or spectate. Fuck with the rest say, got it buttoned tight like essays. All the way up like French say. Chris say, slick since Giorgio Bertini tips. Shots poor, she's like, boy, I need a dish. Shake that body, party that body. Mommy so charming, calmly put it on me. Dodge City Squad, got arms, we like the armory. Roll the cron cron, the dump, he got me armory. Yeah. There's no more parties in Dub V. There's no more parties in Dub V. There's no more parties in Dub V. More parties in Dub V. Let's roll up, sit Bacardi and Dub V. Mountain mommies got bodies in Dub V. Country boys making noise with shotties in Dub V. Another L.A.
That was real dope.
Yeah, thank you, man. I just keep on loving you, baby.
Hey, when it came on, I'm like, hey, that's that. Hey, that's real music right there, man. You know, it goes.
I love it.
It took you back from when music first started. You dig, like, you know what I'm saying? And harmonizing to make instruments. You know what I'm saying? That was dope. That was real dope.
Like,
I'm trying
talent,
to put.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Trying to put
I
my
always
book.
Salute Raw Talent.
Yes, sir, and I'm trying to put my dollars together so I can make a deposit. You say on SoundCloud, is it a certain amount, like y'all free downloads?
And you can go to Reverb Nation, man. Reverb Nation, Duck City Music, man. It's on there right now, man. Go check that out.
Got you. Got
we're going to get it to
add
you, man.
To
if
the
you
deposit.
Want it, get at us. Yeah, we got stupid music, man. We get it to you. Any,
right
you know, if you want it, it's yours, for real, for real. We appreciate you listening,
right,
man.
Most definitely.
Salute, y'all fellas.
Salute. Man, thank you so much. We really appreciate it, for real, man. We really super appreciate it. You got to understand where we at. You know, our platform ain't really that serious here, man. People ain't even really checking for that. We got a very small percentage of people who even checking for that around here. So we try and keep it moving, man, and get it out there, man. We appreciate y'all. Y'all ain't no joke either. We've been checking y'all out too, man. We've been watching you. We see what's going on, dog.
Straight up. And I have to say, the platform is kind of crazy for all music, man. And so, like what you said, that's the only thing, the only best suggestion that anybody could do prior to the music, and that's keep pushing it, man. You know what I'm saying? As far as sales and CDs and all that kind of stuff, we're going to figure a way, though.
Yes, sir.
Yo, we trying to move with the movers and shake with the shakers, man, and that's what y'all doing right now. So
that's what's
up, for real, for real.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, before you guys get out of here, I do want to get you guys in on one topic from Grown Folks Business. So we're going to get into our next topic before you guys leave. And I want to ask you guys this. Do you kind of believe that you can't help who you love? Does everybody kind of agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's somebody for everybody.
You can't help.
This is true.
You can't help it.
Okay, so the question is this. Could you marry someone with bad credit? So I'm going to start with our guest. We're going to start with CHJ. Could you marry somebody with bad credit?
Listen, man. Being, I'm going to keep it 1,000 with you, man. Nigga with bad credit, I can't hate on your credit, mommy. I can't be mad. If I love you, I love you. I loved you before I knew what your score was. My score jacked up. We'll work it out.
I know that's right. You see, no worse than mine. So we good. We go to Credit Karma together.
Listen.
Okay.
Yo, in the car, I'm like, listen, I pay attention to these things, man. I pay attention to these things. I've been around the block a time or two, man.
Do it.
Listen, that shit matters. You know what I'm saying? If we get married, you talking about getting married? If we get married, it's gonna be some fine print in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Just know that.
Really,
some fine print.
We're gonna bring the contract out.
Yo, yeah, bring your magnifying glass with you. Bring your magnifying glass, man.
Bring your magnifying glass. Straight standard agreement. Do you see what it
yeah.
is? The headline.
You know,
standard agreement.
All that.
Damn it.
All that.
Yeah.
So everybody agrees that it doesn't really matter about the credit?
No,
In the cut says it matters. In the cut,
I'm saying that
matters.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's going to be stipulation.
Yeah,
that's all
matters.
I'm saying.
That's
straight
all
up,
I'm saying.
Straight up. Straight up. And as I was thinking it, I was like, either we're going to bottom line with the standard agreement or it's nothing.
You know what I mean? That's
okay.
All it is. That's all I'm saying.
So, homie, right, he like, hey, in the back end, yeah, it matters, but at the same time,
yeah.
Hey, we gotta fucking agree to something.
That's right.
I tell y'all what, y'all keep it real. I've seen a couple out there that y'all can say, you know what? I don't give a damn what her credit is. Look at her. I don't give a damn what her credit is. Tell the truth, man. Y'all keep it real, man.
Straight up. I had a homeboy. He was like, yeah. She ain't got no credit. She ain't got nothing coming. She ain't got a job. But guess what? Before it's over with, I'm finna get her a job. I'm finna pay whatever's on her credit. I'm gonna get that shit right,
man.
And we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it big.
See that? If you got it, huh?
Nah. See, that's how you think. That's how you think after 11 p.m., man. When you wake up in the morning, that's supposed to change, man. That's supposed to change when you wake up the next day.
Hey, who cooking the eggs, man?
You know, I got the bacon.
She better have a mean stove game.
For real.
Oh, man.
No, but I was trying to give some hope to the women whose credit is not the best, and you know, sometimes it's hard. Like when people are looking for someone to marry. Like, you know, you're going to need loans for houses and maybe another car or maybe this and that. And if your credit is not that good, then that can, you know, immediately cause problems within the relationship, you know, unnecessarily about money or situations or whatever. So I just think it's important that you should find out at least, you know, a little bit about it. You know, if we wanted to have something, can we go to the bank and ask? You know, it's just one of those things. It's a borderline thing for me. I know you can't help who you love or whatever, and those are the kind of questions that you really don't ask, like when you first get to meeting somebody. You don't be like, well, what's your credit score? Like, you know, can you buy something?
Listen, I'm about to add that to my arsenal, man. Believe that.
Straight up, man. I had to. I straight had to, man. I talked. Chopped it up with this one chick. She asked me questions. The first question, he ain't know my name yet. I'm like, nah,
oh,
damn.
Wow.
What she's talking about, what is your 5-year plan? I was like, damn, I don't think I got one of them. You know what I'm saying? I'm living till tomorrow and shit. You know what I mean? But every
I'm trying to make it to Tuesday.
You hear me? Neck round this bitch, man. And I'm like, oh, okay, since she asked me that, I'm finna put it on the motherfucker, man. What's your plan? God damn me, I need a year, one.
Right.
That's real.
Well, see, I kind of always try to have that question, you know, down pat, because they'll fuck around and ask you that on a job application. And, you know, you can't be coming with that bullshit. You got to come with the real on that one. So I kind of have that question.
I'm coming in. I'm asking, what's your name? What you like to do? What's your Christmas plan? You know what I'm saying? And then what's your credit score? You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
How you paying for Christmas, man? How you paying for Christmas? That's what I want to know.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Keep it real. I mean, your credit score is more important than your name. I mean, I don't really give a fuck what your name is for real. Your credit score might matter.
If your name is like if your name was like 3-something, 4-something, you know what I'm saying?
Straight up. I was prompting just to let her know who I am. Like, yeah, this
you know
is
what
me.
Saying?
You know what I mean? She was like, that is not what I'm talking about.
And then there's ones out there that don't even know what the scale is. They talking 3, 4. They, you know what I'm saying? They don't even know what that is. Come on, man. I mean, come on, man. We getting a little too old for that now. Come on now.
Straight up.
All credit scores matter. There you go.
Hell yeah. That's the newest hashtag of the day.
That's
man.
A new hashtag.
hashtag.
Okay, for real. All right, before you guys leave, I want you to let everybody know how they can get a hold to you on social media. How can they contact you for a feature? Tell us how to get in touch with Duck City Music.
You can get in touch with Duck City. We're on all the social medias. Everything is under Duck City Music. You know, Duck City Music on Facebook, Duck City Music on Twitter, Duck City Music on Instagram, Reverb Nation, and SoundCloud, all of them, Duck City Music. Follow us. You should be able to message us on any one of those, you know, social medias. If you interested in doing a feature, collabing, you know, anything, man, we open to any and all, you know, opportunities. You know what I'm saying? We trying to jump on it, and we appreciate this again, man. We got them Duck City Music tees for sale too. Check them out. Any of those social medias, you can see it. Please support the movement. You know what I'm saying? West Virginia's in the building. Bars, baby.
Yes.
Absolutely. And we are so
glad that you guys
came out with us on Grown Folks Business. Make sure you come back. Maybe you guys can come and co-host with us one Saturday. And
hell yeah.
We'll get you guys up to here for that.
We all over there, man. We appreciate this.
Enjoyed y'all interview too, fellas. Good energy, good music.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Good looking.
All right, you guys, what we're going to do right now is we're going to play some music here, and we're going to get into some of this DJ Soko. And we're going to play the Men Mix today because some of my favorite artists are on there. So we're going to play that, and we're going to come back, and we're going to get out of here. So you guys, hang on tight for more Grown Folks Business Season 3. Don't go nowhere. We'll be back.
Get yourself in the car, that's for me.
Black and white. Chisel be keeping the panda.
Second chance, shout it.
Chisel be keeping
the panda.
Chisel be keeping
the panda. This is a DJ.
No gray areas. Need a truth for us to lie. Chisel be keeping the panda. I want to expose the truth, man. I want to expose the lies. They telling these boys that anything in this
panda.
World is worth going to
panda.
Hell for. You know they lying,
panda.
Cub. Ain't nothing worth
panda.
Going to hell for, you feel me?
Panda. Panda.
Those of you that think that gospel music
panda.
Has gone too far.
I wasn't gonna do it, but I feel the time to preach. I saw the video, but I feel the enemy coming for the ones in the streets. All they be doing is hollering, murder, killing niggas for the generation, man, I gotta speak.
Listen to me.
The enemy can try to annihilate every one of you thought wanna be. Whether or not you really gang, or bang, at the opposition, homie, you headed for the heat.
Listen to me.
He wants your soul to rest. Don't go for the lie they sold to us that molds the bus exposed. The clutch for foes, the bus explodes.
Listen to me.
What's been exposed to us, it shows it just disposed of us. I know because I used to believe that lie, so yes, you all won't. After my cousin Spunky died, I made a vow to God that I come heavily armed and ready to die whenever it's time to ride. Put in work like a 9-to-5 until I find the guys like this designer guy and give them that truth before their time expires. You were created for more than what you assume, and that doesn't include being a goon and daily inhaling doom. Carrying guns long as a broom and making them boom. All that's gonna do is get your brothers in the tomb, finna meet your doom. Follow when you boom.
Rapper switching up religions,
yeah.
Is it business or religion?
Yeah.
Are you Christian rapper Christian?
Yeah.
Bloggers blogging for attention.
Yeah.
No time for all these issues.
Yeah.
No time for all this fiction.
Yeah.
This is DC or Avengers.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Girl on the mission. Follow God like you Twitter. Time to break all these pillars. I'm Samsung with the pillars. Whole squad screaming for timber. I'm at the country club and I ain't a member. No God to plug and I'm reading up. No quick fix, no tummy tucks, no HGH, no shooting up. Ain't no replacing the grind. Ain't no get back to time. I'm already hot in the hood. I'm changing the world, it's time. God told me to go, I'm on the road. My car dashing like Chloe, like Kylie. I'm with the king like Kyrie. Concourse like a panda. My Tahoe like a panda. My wife white, we a panda. We just got lit in Atlanta. God gave me a gift like he's Santa. He ain't a myth like he's Santa. I'm in his world like a rim. I'm in his world like he's Santa. White, black, white, black.
Got a lot of gifts like I'm Santa. I bear fruit like a phantom. I kill a cheddar, you put your hands up. Everybody get to dance. They making songs about a panda?
Huh?
I just do not understand the flow. Asking where the real music at, man. They don't even know the answer. Wait a minute, let me get it real fast. When I hop on the beat, I'm a likability to spaz. We're walking the street and everyone ain't switching up the path. Focused on Christ, man. I ain't never looking back. Hold up. Mic check, 1-2-1-2. When I step in the booth and I'm telling what I might do. I might rap fast or maybe even slow. But it's anyway, tell me, you know I go like. I might sing on the jack. I kill a switch like that. I'm saying, Mike, you a handful. You ain't had to do them like that. NC where I stay now. West Virginia be the birthplace. I thank God where I'm at now. Cause I could be in the worst case. Why they hating in the first place? I stay winning, man. I'm first place. I put God first in everything. Now I take off like a pair of wings. Jet plane, man, that's kerosene. Got bands, that's a wedding ring. I got a treasure like the Caribbeans. You ain't bearing nothing, that's embarrassing.
Had a zone to survive with no fire escape. Got my mind racing by the time wasted. That I found myself jumping the 9 gate. Trying to find safety with the fire safely in the right place. On my sideways, fighting my fate. In the climate with a primate. So the line fate, so I'm my race. Take me to sea, I'm a pirate. I make every line laced with divine grace. For this wooden leg, can't walk a line straight. For these high stakes, how to die, find faith. When I was lifting the crime rate. So ahead of my time, that the only way that they hearing me now is cause I'm late. I'm about to go wave on this pendulum. All they see is me swinging my Samson hair. The designer to bring me the ransom fit. I just kidnapped the beat and I'm out of there. My whole team in the change in the atmosphere. When you see a burning tree, leave your sandals there. Hard to believe that Adam could be so deceived, but he probably had a manicure. Now it's up to me to do better. Cause it's hard to find a queen in my era. Even though I learned how to keep it together. Shoot, I could be single forever. Don't look to me if you need an visa, cause you'll be illegal forever. All these pastors talk about the past, but I'm in the preacher forever. Yeah, I be with Jesus forever. Turn up your speakers forever. So what if I snuck in the Flavor Fest, but I won't have this nigga forever?
I'm ready to get my Michael Jackson on. Listen.
It's black.
Chisel be cutting
up. White.
Chisel be
cutting up.
Chisel be cutting up.
White.
Chisel be cutting up. Chisel be cutting up.
White.
Chisel be cutting up. Chisel be cutting up.
White.
Chisel be cutting up.
Black and white, kids will be keeping it pounding.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far,
it's your girl HotYellow.com, and I'm here chilling with my boy DJ SoCo. Mwah.
Hey yo, Tweety V, guess what? Guess what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for that hot topic, you dig?
All right, Top Trio, bring us a hot topic, and we're going to get ready to get out of here. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You got a man down.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that, man. I was just thinking about the Olympics and everything. I don't know how many of you guys watched and follow the Olympics, man. I guess we had a couple of Olympic medalists that come out of Arkansas with the polo thing and everything. And then my whole thing is Miss Simone. Man, mm-hmm. She tore up the whole thing of the acrobats and the whole gymnastics thing, man. She got mostly all the medals and everything, man. So my hot topic is to all the people that strive and keep on doing what they dream of doing and being, you know, an icon, not just only, you know, in just music, but in sports and whatever it may be, you know what I'm saying? So that's my hot topic for the day, you know, and I'm thinking, like, whatever you got going with yourself and with your life, just make sure you keep bettering yourself and keep on pushing yourself forward to be mm-hmm. that gold winner, because we all got gold in us and we all go gold, man, you know, so.
That's real.
And I just wanted to
chime in, Chop, not to interrupt you, man, but just salute to the African-Americans, you know, the folks of color that's tearing it up for the Olympics. I mean, I didn't get to see it per se, but, you know, according to the news and stuff like that, it's a blessing. Not only to see people, but people of color. They got the skin just like us. They making it happen. You know what I'm saying? So salute. And that's real talk, brother.
Straight up.
It seems like
we're about
the only ones that went.
Hey. So we got Simone for, you know, African American. She's great. She's like, I think 20, 21 years old, and And then we got a younger that is Gabby. I can't keep on. I can't remember her first, her last name, but Gabby. She won like I think the last Olympics. She went gold. She won all around.
Yeah, Gabby Douglas.
And yes, that's correct. And Simone, she won all around. And I was hoping that she would have got the individual thing, but she, I think she fell off on the little, the horse, the bottom horse thing, bottom horse, and that was the only thing that she fell off on to get the all around gold. And man, I think she popped out with at least a ton. I ain't gonna say a number, but she came out with a ton of them. My little tablet ain't working right, and I was going to come out with the actual amounts on each one of them, but my tablet is tapping out on me, y'all. But shouts out to her. Shouts out to her, and shouts out to everybody that was in the Olympics. A Tyree that retired from the swimming Olympics, he was a good guy. He tapped out. He won all the medals, and this time around he did the same thing. And so good ups to him, and seeing them being successful and keep doing and pushing themselves to the limit, man. You just don't know how hard it is to kind of like put yourself in training and the type of wear and tear that it does to your body. You know, you think it's just for one night. No, it's not for one night, man. So y'all keep on doing whatever you do that's profoundly good to the world and throw out a good vibe and good energy. Keep on doing it, man, for life.
Yeah, man.
Salute.
As I said, salute. Shout out to everybody that participated, whether you brought a medal home or not, or whatever the case may be. We appreciate you for going and giving your best effort at the Olympics. And I just want to say, you guys, make sure you check out everybody's show on Grind Hard Radio Network. And I'm going to let Jit Chronicle, since he's here, CEO.
Yes.
Tell you what you're looking for.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is the Grind Hard Radio Network, Reality Radio. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, you have Grind Hard Radio from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. On Wednesdays, you have the Sade Champagne Show, which is 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Saturdays, my girl, Tweeted B, The Bird, you know what I'm saying? Grown Folks Business with Chop Trill in the game every Saturday at noon. And then Sunday, I want y'all to go live with the ladies on Radio Divas. That's Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we might have some more new shows coming to the network. You never know. But I salute it. I salute it all. And sis, you got to get me back to come co-host. I want to co-host the season finale because I thoroughly enjoyed the show today. You know, it's a different pace from Grind Hard Radio. So I like this scenery around here. It's a little laid back. I love it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, boss man. Hey, boss man. Hey, I had a thought, a premonition in my head with Miss Tweety, and I was like, hey, man, how about we do some type of breast club, like how you were saying about you was going to have the virtual thing and the video and everything.
Absolutely.
Man, hey.
We
man,
do need
I
a morning show.
Wait.
You right about that, y'all.
Wait,
you know what
man.
I'm saying? So.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like to see you guys in action and, you know what I'm saying, getting that news and getting those opinions in and getting all that good stuff that we need to know in the news that slightly be left out or maybe be left out completely, man, and get
Absolutely.
To see you guys interacting and getting that work in, you know what I'm saying? Let them know that it ain't what you do is not just as easy as it thinks and it seems.
Exactly.
And, man, I can't wait. I can't wait to see you guys in the booth.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
We're going to put that in the universe. Strong team, too.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's what's up. I know I'm going to show my face on there one damn day. I'm going to get on there.
That's what I'm asking for. That's what I'm asking for. I'm telling you, I'm getting my booth set up right now.
I'm telling you, get up there. I'm going to get me a backdrop.
We're going to make it happen. Absolutely.
Hey, I'm talking about setting up. I want it to look just like the Breakfast Club. You feel me? And you got the desk. You got everybody on their computers.
I
hey,
know
they're
right.
Out. Hey, what you got for me? What you got for me? Hey, man, it'll be great, man. I can't wait for you guys to pick that up.
Reality Radio.
Yeah, man, so everybody make sure you go over and follow at Grind Hard Radio, just like it sounds, on Twitter. Follow at TweetyBird334. Follow at Get Chronicles. And Chop Trill, you got to tell me your Twitter, because he'll never be over there. Do you still have a Twitter?
I don't. I have a Twitter. It's ChopTrill60. I barely seem to be over there. I'm on IG, man. I don't know. I just never got a hold of the whole thing with Twitter a lot, man. But I did go over there a couple of times when they was having the little things that they had on BET and how they was getting you to do all your different things like that, you know, to be a part of the show, actual show on BET. That was the only time I went over there, and they made the Twitter app, and that was mostly for completely just for BET. And so after that kind of shut down a little bit, I kind of like faded off to the other networks and stuff like that, like Instagram. So I'm over there at Instagram.
What's your Instagram?
ChopTrill. And I got my email is toachievemillions@gmail.com. And I also got Andre ChopTrill for Facebook. So those are my real platforms and where I network and do my thing, because it's more fun for me there, you know, I guess. But Twitter is a great site and everything, and I'm going to have to get on over there. And
yeah, everybody ain't a tweethead like me, because I love Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I hated it when I first started to try to learn it, because it's like a whole other language over there. Like, if you really don't know what you're doing, you would be lost.
Yeah, you will be lost. Man, you will be.
Man. And that's what I was saying. I'm like, damn, am I sending a direct message or, oh, this shit going to my page? Damn, I just told on myself. God damn. Hey, I'm going to do what? I'm going to meet you where?
All right, you guys, we will see you next Saturday. We're going to get out of here on some of this Trappy Mac, Cam Newton, and we will see you next Saturday. All right, you guys, be easy.
We out, bro.
Young B on the track. Get it right. Get it right.
It's Trappy. It's Trappy. Call me Cam Newton. Huh? Huh? Happy gun and shit, man. I swear in my city it's so many shoes. I'm quarterback and shit. Call me Cam Newton. You ain't with the shit, who you think you fooling? In the field, gunning shit like I'm Cam Newton. I swear in my city it's so many shoes. I'm quarterback and shit. Call me Cam Newton. You ain't with the shit, who you think you fooling? In the field, gunning shit like I'm Cam Newton. If money is the subject, then I'm talking back. The shit, but they ain't never stressed. I gotta keep a pro, niggas want my life. And I never trust a bitch, cause these hoes try. Back up at it, came back just like an addict. And we with that stick talk, money at mathematics. Get it. Since I lost my brother, feel the weight on me. I'm taking murder, man, somebody better pray for me. Bang it up when I hit this shit. We got the work, but you talking cheap. My young niggas go Yankees. They get hypey like he just need my bitch. Okay. It's like they up in roll call. Keep the hammer on me, I don't gotta make a phone call. You can act my mama, man, I been a fucking baby kid. You the type of nigga that was snitching on what baby did. I see them suckers, it's gonna be another shoot. And I'm quarterback and shit, call me Cam Newton.
Travis.
I swear in my city, it's so many shoes. I'm quarterback and shit, call me Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
You ain't with the shit, who you think you fooling? In the field, gun and shit like I'm Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
I swear in my city, it's so many shoes. I'm quarterback and shit, call me Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
You ain't with the shit, who you think you fooling? In the field, gun and shit like I'm Cam Newton. Stay with that pistol, niggas blitzing, they gon' get it fast. I'm in the field getting dirty for the love of cash. These niggas disloyal, I ain't trusting none. These streets don't love nobody, that's why I'm clutching on this gun. Out of town connect, gotta waiting on the pass. Now the referees try to intercept or throw a flag. Now send it deep, I'm just hoping that it touch down. Hanging new bitches, nothing but a bust down. I'm trying to win, them suckers want me to lose though. These niggas ain't real, they fake. Fools go, my squad ready, fuck it, we gon' act an ass on them. Kinda cocky, do my Cam Newton dab on them. Read the paper, another shooting, it's crazy right. If it ain't on you, I suggest your ass ain't in at night. Got my passes out lurking all night. I run the show, Cam Newton, better get it right.